Exactly 2 years ago, the Somali armed group Al-Shabaab was forced out of the capital Mogadishu, largely because of the efforts by the African Union and Somali forces. It took the joint forces 5 years to regain full control over Mogadishu. AMISOM argues that the capital's security has improved since then.
If you compare Mogadishu during before the deployment of AMISOM, you will see the kind of insecurity that this town has. And therefore, once AMISOM was deployed and we expelled Al-Shabaab from Mogadishu, you can tell the kind of peace and tranquility that exists in Mogadishu.
Since the pullout, the city has recorded tremendous progress. Key roads have been opened as reconstruction is taking place throughout the once bullet-riddled and war-ravaged capital. The business community is particularly enjoying the improved security as shops open until late at night.
Every year we keep witnessing bigger changes and people are hopeful. People in the diaspora have come back and our customers have increased, and we welcome them very much.
The militant group recently claimed responsibility for an attack on a Turkish diplomatic post that left 6 people dead. AMISOM and UN officers have also been recent victims of Al-Shabaab's deadly attacks. 2 years since the pullout of the dreaded armed group, the security forces are still struggling to maintain the capital's security. In particular, the group intensified its attacks on the Somali government and AMISOM forces during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The capital has experienced relative calm, but the militant group continues to launch guerrilla attacks. Security still remains the biggest challenge for President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud. Despite all progress, there is little to show. Several of key Mogadishu roads have been blocked with concrete barricades. The government says it has introduced new forces that will take charge of the capital's security. It also calls for public support in its war on Al-Shabaab.
It is a collective responsibility of everyone to maintain security. It's not something the security forces can do on their own. Locals must join hands and assist the security forces and repel Al-Shabaab members who try to create insecurity within the city.
The group is facing serious challenges after the arrest of one of its senior most commanders. Nevertheless, it says it will continue with its war until it unseats the internationally backed federal government under President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud. Abdulaziz Bilo, Press TV, Mogadishu.